You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Friday, ahead of a very busy next week, kind of begins coming up tomorrow in the opening of the All-Star festivities at Truist Park. Welcome back to Dukes and Bell. John Fricke in for Dukes and Bell today. The fellows will be back on Monday, and of course, they're going to be working, as everybody is at the station, on kind of double time next week, what with the All-Star Game in town and the SEC Media Days down at the College Football Hall of Fame in the Omni Hotel. And so we're going to be set up in both places at Murph's, if you're going to be around for the All-Star festivities, right there in the Cobb Galleria where the fans are going to be congregating. Fan Village is at the Cobb Galleria. Do drop by over at Murph's, at Dale Murphy's place. See the guys who are broadcasting live during the All-Star festivities this weekend. And then, of course, all week long down to the SEC Media Days beginning on Monday. Interviews with players and coaches. And then every night next week, Chris Goforth is going to have a one-hour wrap of what we heard at SEC Media Days live from downtown Atlanta. That's Monday through Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So going to be a busy week next week. Let's talk about what's going on right now ahead of SEC Media Days, because there's one question that has to be asked in a way, and nobody wants to ask it. Let's check in on that on the Dogs Report.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Fricke with you. So SEC Media Days are coming. They begin Monday. Kirby Smart will be addressing the media on Tuesday. Kirby is a great coach. He says nothing. Oren, even you as a big dog fan know that Kirby just, he never says anything. He's just a smart guy. He's just one of those guys. He just coaches, snicker. Some coaches just, they're not going to give you nothing. And you know it. It's just the way it is. You know, well, we're going to be okay, you know. Well, maybe not then. He just doesn't really give you a whole lot to chew on. But that's okay. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Like, for example, one question I would have, were I covering the event, Oren, I don't know about you, but I would ask Coach Smart, are you going to have a legitimate open battle at quarterback between Stockton and Puglisi this year, or is it just Stockton's job to lose? And, you know, he would give you kind of like, you know, well, you know, I don't think he'd answer it. I think he'd dodge it. Do you believe there's an open job? Do you open battle at quarterback?
No.
Nah, neither do I. That's not the way he rolls. This is Gunnar Stockton's job until he loses it. And it doesn't matter how good anybody else might be. He's Gunnar Stockton as a quarterback. All right, I want to ask both of you guys a question here. SEC Media Days are coming up now. We all know, especially when we're getting into leagues like the SEC, which has 16 teams, you know, and the Big Ten that has 18 teams, the Big Ten Media Days is going to get this too from a lot of coaches, you know, the coach's hot seat question. It's a question that nobody wants to ask because there's no good way to ask it. Dede, you've done and earned enough reporting. Dede, how do you ask a coach, hey, are you worried about your job? I mean, how do you, I don't even know how.
That's a clickbait type of question. Everybody wants clicks now, man. That's what it's all about. So they want to ask those types of questions, hoping that it's their story that gets picked up. That's all that's about, in my opinion.
Well, no, I understand that. The question is, how do you do it?
What I'm saying. That's why. Or you're saying how?
How do you physically ask the question? I mean, I understand why you do. The question is, how you don't just look at the coach and go, Coach, you think you're going to be fired if your team sucks this year?
But that's exactly what they do, though. They literally say, or they may say something like, Coach, do you feel any pressure this season as far as how well you all need to perform this year in order for you to remain with this team?
Oh, screw you. I'm not answering that question. I mean, it's the same question, right? I don't know
right,
how to
that's
ask
what I'm
it.
Saying. They try different ways of trying to phrase it, but it's ultimately the same question like you just said.
Well, I mean, Hugh and I went through this. Oren, you know that. We went to Terry Fox. Pardon me. Was it Terry or Sean?
It was Terry and Sean.
It was Terry. Oh, it was actually both. And then we went to David Bassidy of the Falcons. And we all kind of worked out, you know, can we ask Coach Quinn about his job security? And then we sat down and phrased the question in just a way. And the Falcons told, allegedly we're going to tell Coach Quinn that question was coming on Monday morning. And it was like he knew the question was coming or he couldn't believe we asked it. It was really softball. But it was like, you know, and it was as soft could be, but it was the question about your job security. And he got so angry at us that it was cold after that, wasn't it, Oren?
A little bit chilly.
Yeah. It wasn't like happy-go-lucky, have fun interviews on Monday morning anymore. It was like, how did the game go yesterday, Coach? Good. Silence. Nothing else said? Nope. Okay. But there are going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, half a dozen coaches ask, you know, about their, now obviously Kirby Smart's not going to be one of them. Somebody says Shane Beamer. I'm like, really? You think Shane Beamer's going to be asked about his job security after flight? I don't think so. But let's talk about the ones that are going to be asked. Coach, do you feel like you're coaching for your job this year if your team doesn't do no good? Okay. Day-Day, Billy Napier. Coach, do you feel like you have to win 8 games minimum, or do you have to get to the playoffs to save your job? Yes or no? Does
yes.
he feel that way, whether he answers
whether he not? Answers that or not, yes. He definitely probably feels that pressure.
Warren, Billy Napier, do you feel you have to win at least 8 or make the playoff to save your job?
Yes.
Brent Venables. Now, Brent Venables, head coach, of course, one of the great defensive coordinators in college football, many years at Clemson. Clemson still misses him and was considered to be probably a candidate for, I don't know, a dozen or more big college head coaching jobs, but he kept spurning them. At one point, he was making, was the highest paid assistant coach in the nation. And some guys just make better assistant coaches than they do, better coordinators than they do head coaches. Finally agrees to take the job at Oklahoma, has not fared well. And so Oklahoma's under a lot of pressure because the Oklahoma fans are really scared right now. They're running scared into this season because they're worried that they're about to fall into some kind of obscurity, okay? That they're going to fall into mediocrity. If they don't catch this now, and they're not willing to do that. They're not willing to be a team that used to be, didn't you used to be somebody, okay? So Brent Venables has got to win this season or he's going to be fired. Now, he went out and got John Mateer, star quarterback from Washington State, also brought in the offensive coordinator from Washington State. Do you guys know that last year, Oklahoma, the school of Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, and who else they have? Dylan Gabriel was there, Baker Mayfield, Sam Bradford, you know, you go back, Jason White. Who, Josh Heupel, hey, Tennessee guys, yeah, Josh Heupel. Oklahoma was 119th in the nation in passing last year. 119th. Oklahoma. So, Brett Venables, do you have to win 8 or make the playoff this year to save your job? Day-Day.
Yes.
Oren.
Yes, same as down in Florida, yeah. Billy Napier.
Hugh Freeze. All right, Hugh Freeze has had a couple of years. He obviously had great success, pre-cell phone, hooker thing, all that kind of stuff at Ole Miss. Went to Liberty, had great success, was, ballyhooed hire. A lot of people wondered about, can you look past what happened at Ole Miss, and his years at Liberty kind of softened that a little bit. Goes to Auburn, has had a lot of talent, Day-Day, but he hasn't put it all together. He has a lot of talent this year, but it's just hyper-competitive. So he doesn't necessarily have to make the playoff, in my opinion, but do you say, Coach, do you feel like you have to show significant progress this year, up to and including 8 wins and at least starting to show that you can contend for playoff consideration moving forward in order to save your job, yes or no?
Yes, without a doubt.
Oren?
The interesting thing about Hugh Freeze is that this summer is the summer that Auburn fans are beginning to sour on him a little bit more because they're losing some top recruits, and you've seen Hugh more on the golf course to the point where Lane Kiffin is even putting up memes about Hugh being on the golf course. And rather than – I guess you see it more on the golf course than you hear about Auburn's victories on the recruiting trail. So I think he needs a good season, not just for the sake of, getting in that – I think he needs a good season because – the Auburn fans, they get very, very testy very quickly down there. Like, if the evidence of the bad season, Hugh might not last through this season.
Yeah, I think they might have to be in the conversation. Like, they may need to find themselves in the mix. Even if they don't make it, they may have to find themselves in the mix for top of the SEC.
They got to have some big wins.
Yeah.
The Georgia, Alabama big wins, big victories. Mark Stoops, a couple of years ago, he was the hot flavor. Not so much no more. Louisville's better. Coach, Louisville's better than you on an annual basis. Last year, Indiana, don't kid yourself, Indiana, Kentucky, there's a basketball thing, there's a connection there. And the Kentucky and Indiana fans, they border each other. And so Indiana made the playoffs. What gives here? What do you got to do to save your job? Is that a question that Mark Stoops would answer? Do you think he's got to save his job, Day-Day?
He may be okay just based off of how things went. I don't know.
Wasn't it Mark Stoops? This is a football school now?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah. I think he's going to have a decent amount of wins, with some wins coming over, it's going to have some impressive wins, I'll say. But he is this is a football school now.
Yeah, Stoops is the guy I think that's most likely to get fired at this season's end if they have a disappointing year. He'll be the first one to go.
I think the first one to go will be Brian Kelly.
You think Kelly? Really?
If they don't
– Well, what determines that, though? Because,
Coach, you haven't won an opener. You keep losing openers. You lost 5 openers in a row, and you have to open at the other Death Valley at Clemson. How important is that game? For that matter, how important is it for you to make the SEC title game? Because fans' expectations are, with Garrett Nussmeier, that you're going to make the SEC title game, and if you fall short of that, fans here are going to say it's time for you to go.
I don't know. Do you think now, though, with the playoff expansion at the title game – has as much weight, though?
Well,
because
least,
maybe now it's more about playoffs?
If you put that as a goal, Oren, then that's kind of like if you put title game as a goal, if you get to the title game, you're in.
Right, exactly. But the SEC is so competitive. Like, I think
– I understand.
I think most teams now with this expansion probably are – I don't want to say – Yeah, go ahead.
Are different. Yeah. Alabama and LSU fans are not watching Texas and Georgia play in another title game. That's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying, Oren? I think Brian Kelly could be out.
The one thing I think holding back Brian Kelly being out is the fact that it costs so much money because LSU just spends so much money on coaches in general. Like he might get another year just to reduce a buyout.
All right, the final phrasing is going to be to Kalen DeBoer. Coach is not – Coach, how much pressure do you feel like you have to kind of reach back and bring Alabama up, that if you were to have another season like you did last year, that there's going to be, kind of growing pressure on you for your position? Is that fair? Diddy, that's the question. That's a fair question.
I think it's a fair question.
Or is it a fair question to Kalen DeBoer?
Yeah. They're having to bring Saban in to help him with recruiting now, too, which is never a great thing, I guess, too. So,
yeah, if he has another 9-3 year, I think there's going to be a lot
if it's 9-3 and if there is another Vanderbilt-type loss.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Another Oklahoma type loss.
Well, both of those are along the same lines.
But well, what was that, 28-6 or something?
If there's a, well, Vanderbilt's still Vanderbilt, though. Like,
I know, but you go get smoked on a road by a 500 ball club, I mean, and get beat by 3 touchdowns, and you're Alabama? Yeah, that ain't going to fly. The best thing that's happened to Alabama is that Auburn hasn't quite hit its stride. They lose the Iron Bowl this year and go 9-3. Oof.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.